Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's episode of Trundlebed Tales. And I was going to do something clever today and try and live stream at my same program at the same time on Facebook, but my equipment does not seem to be having a good day. So we're just going to do the episode, and hopefully I'll get to the Facebook Live later. So we are starting out on our monthly update for Laura Emmel Wilder fandom, what's going on this month. And we're about a third of the way in, and yesterday we actually missed Pa and Mary's birthday. They were both born on January 10th, and I was hoping to get this done yesterday, but my brother decided that he was going to come over and do some painting, and it kind of totally messed up my schedule. But anyway, we were here. It was Mary and Pa's birthday. The 2 points that most of the things for this month are going to be centering around are Pioneer Girl and the Laura Ingalls Wilder American Masters documentary. Yeah. It came on air, was released for the first time on December 29th, and American Masters is a series that does episodes about really important red-letter people in American history. So it was really quite the honor for Laura to be included in that, particularly in this day and age, when normally people who were quite well thought of have been, attacked. So we were very pleased that she was included, and the overall tone of the documentary was very respectful, I think. It did confront the problems of racism and the treatment of Native Americans, and but it did focus on more on her life as a whole. And today's episode isn't going to be a analysis of the documentary, though. Please let me know if you'd be interested in that, because I have been trying to decide if it would be worth an episode on or not. If you have not yet seen the documentary, it is still available for free on the PBS website basically until the end of the month. It will probably return after that at some point, but this whole month is free. You can already pre-order the documentary on DVD on Amazon, and I am sure that it will be showing up in the home site gift shops. I don't know that any of them have pre-ordered. I haven't asked anybody, but I would be shocked if at least most of the home sites don't get it for a while. And that is a very good thing, because this American Masters documentary is making a noise and getting attention for Laura. And we need to reach out and try and make it the best, loudest noise it possibly can, because that's how you get people to find out that Laura was a real person. That's how you get people to come visit the home site museum. That's how everything Laura keeps going, is if people hear about her. And this documentary is an excellent note in that ongoing struggle. So make sure you tell everybody about this documentary. Make sure you watch it yourself. And really talk about it on social media. Talk about it with people in person. just talk, talk, talk. We want this to be a huge deal. And so far, I think it's coming along well. Now, after the documentary, there was a panel for a group of experts, and it included people like me and Bill Anderson and Allison Ongram, and just a lot of people. So I really would recommend you watching that panel too, and that is on the Walnut Grove Pageant Facebook page. I don't think that they have any plans for taking it down, but they are talking about reposting it broken into segments because they've discovered people like short YouTube videos, and so they're trying to accommodate that. So that, I think, will be showing up on their YouTube page. Then I wanted to make sure that you knew that also on the Hoover Presidential Foundation YouTube page, there is a session that I did for the Hoover Presidential Foundation as part of the Third Thursday program, and it went really well. It had the most people sign in to watch it they've ever had, and it had the most questions asked that they ever had, and I'm just so pleased it went well for them, and I really enjoyed it. I was doing a program called Around the Next Bend in the Road, and it's one that I haven't done very often. And it probably needs some work because I haven't done it very often, but I actually created it back when I was doing the Hoover Presidential Library once a year. I always think when I have a continuing booking, I don't think you want people coming back for the same thing every year. And so I try to come up with a new program most years. So it's one I created for that, and I was glad that I got to share it again. And also, if you there's two previous programs I'd done for the Presidential Library that are on their YouTube page. The Hoover Library has a short version of my Christmas program, and the unupdated version. I've gone through a lot of updates since I did this, but my main program, Long Way Home. And that leads us to a reminder of upcoming episodes. Now, last year I did very well on getting YouTube's video up once a week. In fact, I did that again today. I got an unboxing one posted, and if you haven't gotten a chance to do that, take a look at all the cool stuff that they have available at the home sites, because I think you will love it. And we will hopefully be getting better. That is always one of my resolutions, is to get better at doing episodes. And it seems like how my schedule goes, it never seems to be as easy as I think it should. But in an ideal month, you'd get an episode from me doing one of these monthly updates. You'd get a travel episode, and you'd get a regular episode. And the travel times episodes are normally about a hobby, occasionally about a certain place that you might go to, but things like that. And then the main one is me talking about a topic that I'm interested in. So it's going to be, both of those can have interview guests, and I actually have some interview guests lined up. I don't have any dates booked, and that's really got where I got into trouble last year, was that I had a whole bunch of people scheduled, and then three different people canceled on me, and I kind of got messed up, and didn't. And that's how we got off schedule, but that's hopefully not going to happen this year. So watch for those episodes, And I can tell you that the Me episode is going to be talking about a Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom in 2020. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, in 2020. It's the year sum up of what was going on. And then I'm also going to be doing a Travel Times episode on the mystery of Oak Island. And I hope you enjoy both of those and that we get some interviews set up really soon. Another one is our annual, except we haven't gotten it done the last 2 years for various reasons, our annual Laura Ingalls Wilder birthday party. And that, we always have it on February 7th. I'm not sure about the time because this year the Walnut Grove pageant people are also having an online event, and I don't want to compete with them. So I have to find out when they're going to be doing that and how long it's going to go. And we'll see what we can do in terms of getting the birthday party set up. If they've picked just the horrible time for it, we may have to shift to the 6th or the 8th. We'll have to see. But we are going to be having people call in to share their Laura Ingalls Wilder stories. So I hope that you'll want to call in and do that. If you don't feel comfortable talking on air, you can also send me an email at intrundlebedtales.com. And with that, let me just double check. I have everything. Pause, birthday. Oh, I don't think I mentioned the streaming. Tomorrow night, the Iowa Public Television, which is now, I think, called Iowa PBS, they went through a rebranding last year, is doing an online stream-along version of the documentary. Now, this is free, but you have to pre-register. You will be able to stream the documentary. While you stream, we'll have a chat going, and I'll be answering questions and doing things like that. And then at the end of the documentary, I'll fall off, and then they have to switch what program I'm using. So I will come up, and you can ask me any questions you like. And I'm really pleased that they had me do that. And really, this year overall has ended up, it looks like 2021 is going to be a fairly good year. It's been March in 2020 for a very long time. And hopefully when we come around and hit March again, we'll start to be opening up and getting to a place where we can feel the passing of time as actual events happening. At least I hope so. So that is going to be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and Central Standard Time. And it is on the Iowa Public Television's Facebook page and also on their website if you want to get signed up. Oh, and Pioneer Girl is sold out at Amazon. It was an uptick from the interest in it being mentioned in the documentary. Amazon went through all their stock. They still have copies available from the home site and directly from the publishers. Panel Foundation, Laura's birthday. I think that's it. Thank you for joining me tonight, and hopefully we can get a Facebook Live in version of this later. And thank you for joining me today on Trundle Bed Tales. I hope that we will see you again soon and that this year we'll be able to keep current with everything going on and have the right number of episodes left. I really appreciate having you here, and I will see you again real soon.